Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pete Futek coming up in 20 minutes. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin reacting to the big news. Paul DePodesta leaving the Cleveland Browns for the Colorado Rockies. And I think, you know, in the last segment, we talked about, all right, is this the first move or is it simply the domino? Is he just the fall guy? The way they found a fall guy every year as an organization. I think the reason why I still don't know about Barry and Stefanski is I didn't think this would happen. I thought Paul DePodesta was so in like Flint that we just had no chance. And what I'm surprised about is how relieved I feel as a Browns fan that I don't have that guy meddling alongside a meddling owner with two guys who I think I respect as people and maybe still doubt as football guys.
I just like what it frees up for the future. That's my big takeaway. I like what it frees up for the future because nobody wanted to come to a job where you had Paul DePodesta hanging over everyone and you didn't really know what he did, but you knew that he had Haslam's ear. I just don't think that's good. But yes, the other big point is I think this does, if I'm Stefanski and Barry, I don't know that I love this development because when you start firing people like DePodesta, I would imagine you're not too far behind.
Yeah. What is, by the way, real quick, what is DePodesta's defining moment as like the Browns, the chief strategy officer? Is it
1-31 or is it Watson?
Oh, I was thinking, that's the defining. I was thinking about the good thing that he did because wouldn't it be helping you avoid Josh McDaniels as the head coach? Wasn't that like
that was the reason why Josh McDaniels didn't end up coming here is because he wanted to clean house completely, and that included DePodesta, and Haslam said no. You mean good thing, because the defining moments, I thought bad things instantly.
No, exactly. I mean, he got here in 2016. I can't remember if it was before the draft. So, like, does he get credit for Miles? Because
took the obvious choice.
You credit for multiple trade downs, which gave John Dorsey like four picks in the top 35 in 2018, all of which he aced.
So try explaining DePodesta to somebody 20 years from now, like a young 24-year-old that's getting their first shot on the fan and is like hosting with you. And you're like, because I'm out sick that day, okay? And he's hosting with you and you're like, yeah, but you weren't here for DePodesta. And they're like, well, all right, tell me about DePodesta.
It would be like Terry Pluto explaining Ted Stepien.
I'd be like, I don't know, at least with Stepien, at least you could look at and point to things. But like with this, I'm like, I don't, at times he was very involved. At other times he was very absent. And other times I didn't really know what the hell he was doing.
I actually never bought that he was absent.
The majority of the time I never really knew what he was doing though.
I think he was part tiebreaker. I think he was part synergy guy that makes sure all the departments are connecting. I think he had his hand in every pie. And although
some drafts he was sitting right next to Andrew Berry, other drafts he was just gone away where he wasn't shown on the television at all.
But I think he was still in it.
I think, honestly,
if you want to give a benefit of the doubt of Andrew or Kevin, the benefit of the doubt is that guy was in everything. And that guy had as much power as anybody in the organization because he had the ownership's ear. And that is the ultimate. Like, there's the one thing that I've said about them previously, about Andrew and Kevin, is I want football guys to do football jobs. I don't need a non-football guy like Dee Podesta. And by the way, just because Andrew and Kevin work in the NFL doesn't mean they're football guys either. Like you have to have, when I say football guys, you're talking about a foundational knowledge of how to build a team and how to lead a team. And I don't know we've got enough knowledge to say either guy is truly a football guy rather than just a football lifer that works in football and has some part of a cog in a machine, right? Are you steering the machine or are you just a part of the machine? I still don't know 6 years in. I can damn sure tell you Paul Dee Podesta was just a cog in the machine who unfortunately got to run the whole damn thing.
I know, but at times it felt like he was extremely involved, and at other times it felt like with John Dorsey, he wasn't. John Dorsey, he just kind of got put to the back burner. But that coincides too with where Haslam's interests were at the time and how those moved on. Like that, it's just a very confusing role for a person that, again, has not spoken to the public media in Cleveland in 3 years.
I am just relieved. I am. It feels like...
I know it's a good thing.
It feels we know like that. Change is possible. And change just doesn't mean more firing.
Well, it feels like Haslam's not as stubborn to whatever this whole big plan of his was.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Because I think the reason Dee Podesta survived 10 years here, I honestly do think... And listen, they're going to paint this as he wanted to go back to baseball. They're going to paint this as a triumphant return for the prodigal son, Peter Brandt, Jonah Hill, all that crap. And it's all crap. Guys, he didn't take the Boston Red Sox job. The Colorado Rockies job is not a great one right now. They've had two straight GMs. They're at the bottom of the barrel. It's the Rockies, White Sox. There's like three jobs right now that are really hard to pull the nose up on.
Yeah, it's
the
hard.
The Rockies is one of them.
They don't have a coach, and so he'll be able to hire the manager. They do spend.
And tell him what to do.
Yeah, I mean, like it's a premier. I'm shocked he got a premier baseball job. I know it's not a great baseball job, but there's only.
But what's a premier job? It's one of 30 jobs.
Yeah, operations of a professional baseball franchise. It's huge.
They gave Thad Levine, president of baseball operations.
You're acting like it's like applying on LinkedIn and then you get hired 2 seconds later.
I think that's
a major job.
I think this is the entry level. I don't think this is a job that a guy with his resume should get. I mean, he should be above this job if he was any good at the job he had. Right?
I mean, you're a de facto GM. I'm not sure what more you want out of him.
He ran the entire Browns organization. He had his hands in everything.
And he failed at it.
Oh, no, he did. No.
In baseball, previously, the only thing he'd ever done was be the GM of the Dodgers before he did everything with Moneyball. Lasted 20 months. That's not like he was like great at it.
You and I are in agreement. What I'm saying is, do not buy the BS spin that is going to happen that this is just Paul Dee Podesta going home.
Oh, no, I think he would have stayed with the Browns as long as Jimmy Haslam would have had him.
Yes.
Like you're welcome with the Browns. It ran out. That was the point here. He got legitimately fired, in my estimation of this, and then he just, because this is the time of the year where baseball jobs are opening up, he was able to use his connections and get one. I'm not selling that as him saying all of a sudden this golden opportunity arose and I had to take it. That I don't believe.
I do love, I'm not going to put a name on this because I don't know if they'd be okay with us putting this name out there, but I just got a text. We actually both did. Just saying, did Dee Podesta leave before he could reach 100 losses?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the good news is he's going to Colorado, where he's almost guaranteed to have 100 losses next year.
Yeah, like, you can do that in one season.
Yeah, I didn't do this in 10 years of the Cleveland Browns. 216-474-0092. Is D. Podesta leaving enough? I probably am where you are, that I'm all out of Peterlin passes, right? I probably am there. But, man, this one, this hit feels good.
Is it a long-lasting hit?
It's lasting this far.
Is it cheap?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Jeremy in Fort Worth, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm just a little bit, thank you. I'm just a little bit worried that this is it. That I feel like, you know, the handing over the play calling and Dee Podesta being gone, that's all we're going to get. And it's going to be more of the same next season. That's my concern.
Yeah, I listen.
It might be. This is more than I thought we were going to get, though.
Yeah, well, I think that's maybe what's the surprise here. Is Dee Podesta losing his job at all is surprising, but Dee Podesta losing his job before Stefanski and Barry got theirs, I think is the other part of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you thought they would get axed first. You weigh it out, but I think we were both in agreement. I didn't see this happening.
Yes. Well, I think that's the point. It's like, yeah. I thought he would have gotten at least another tour of duty ruining the Cleveland Browns for another 4 to 10 years.
Let me tell you how it just read to me. That's why even like taking the Rockies job is like, whoa, he's doing that? Because that sounds like
It's a step down.
Well, no, not that. That's a 24/7 job is what that is. That's a real...
He can't commute to Colorado.
You have to be involved is the point. You can't do that one from San Diego. You got to be in Colorado and you got to be doing 24/7 work, round the clock stuff. Like the Browns job at parts always just kind of felt like a semi-retirement gig for somebody that thought he was incredibly smart and incredibly valuable to sports organizations. And so it almost felt like he was doing the retirement thing in a way, while not actually retiring and staying employed. And this is a completely different direction of that. This is a very hands-on job with the Rockies.
So I'm so glad he brought this up, because I think in the end, that truly was the fury. Like, I think, well, okay, I had heard he's got his hands in everything. So, and people online have put it as he was like the team president without the team president title. But the Browns really, the Browns really enjoyed the ambiguity. And I think Paul enjoyed the ambiguity of, hey, you can ascribe nothing to me. No wins and losses, no single draft pick, no trade, no anything. He was a Teflon guy. And that was so frustrating, because not only was he this mythical power broker within the organization, this Jimmy Haslam soothsayer, not only was that, but then nothing stuck to him, and he couldn't even bother to live here.
Yeah, you go months without seeing him.
And like, I know that doesn't matter in most places. This town, it matters. When you don't show your face, when we don't know what you do, and the only thing you're synonymous with is losing to a degree that is even embarrassing for the Cleveland Browns, which is saying something, because they lose better than any NFL team in the or any other NFL team since 1999. That was the crux of the problem. We didn't know you. We didn't trust you. We didn't like what you stood for, because what we heard of you and what we knew of you from baseball is not synonymous with football. Like, I don't know how you don't just take that, and I know you take it like this. I don't know how you just take this as like, cool. And now the thing becomes, all right, Jimmy, show me you've learned the rest of your lesson. Show me that you understand that the way you were doing things, it's not just enough for Paul to go, but to allow some sort of editorial control and some football authority, be it Andrew Berry or somebody else, to run this thing without seven other guys going, well, actually, no, do this the right way. Learn your damn lesson for us. Not for yourself. I don't give a rip. You're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a billionaire. You're going to continue to be, but you're going to wake up tomorrow richer than you were today. And then the day after that, richer than you were the next day. Like, it's just going to continue on like this. You got a beautiful barn dominium, as Daryl puts it up, coming up in Berea, coming up in Brook Park. Do this for us. All right? Get it right for us, because I am sick of crappy football. And I'm sick of guys I like Wyatt Teller and David Njoku. And I know I bag on him sometimes, but Myles Garrett, I'm sick of watching those guys bust their ass, play hard, and then be failed because some pencil-pushing nerd, I almost said four eyes. That's fine if you have glasses, Mac. I like people with glasses. But watching somebody who has no skin in the game, who can't be bothered to live in town, make big decisions that end up screwing the whole franchise up.
Here's what I do hope. I hope that this was almost a professional courtesy of sorts that Jimmy Haslam was offering up with a near and dear buddy in Paul Dee Podesta. I wonder if Jimmy Haslam has already decided that he wanted to clean house. He wants to get rid of everybody. And he knows the baseball jobs are only open for a certain amount of time. Dee Podesta, because they're such close close friends was like, all right, I'm done with football. I want to go to baseball. Do it for me now. Let me line something up, and then I can go off and I can get out of your hair and we can just be done with this thing, wash our hands clean. The hope here, though, within that professional courtesy that he's offering, is that Haslam has somebody in mind that is a big time football name, and he's getting his ducks in a row. Like, I got to make sure that the house is clean, everything is set for this person to then come on in and it be their little bit of clay that they get to mold with.
Is Dee Podesta leaving enough change for you with regards to the Cleveland Browns? Pete Futek, college football news in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.